This is it. This is the Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust. I am recording some very short 5 or so minute episodes every day in the run-up to Christmas, bringing you strategies, tactics, and tips to help you grow a thriving business. So I hope you enjoy it, and let's get on with the show. We're continuing today with the SWOT analysis. We have talked about strengths, we have talked about weaknesses in the business, and today I'm going to talk about opportunities. So that is the third quadrant, and we're looking at opportunities in the marketplace. So this is a really key thing to do because obviously it's important to know what trends there are, it's important to know what needs there are from customers, and it's important to know what the opportunities are for your business. So how you feel in this quadrant, or how you think about this, is what is missing in our market? What openings are there in the market? What could you do better than your competitors? Opportunities depend upon external factors. So it's things like looking at what are the growing trends in your sector? Is there a growing trend for what you offer, for example? Are there any changes in government legislation that might affect you in a good way? That would obviously be an opportunity. Is there growing interest or support for your particular product? Are you in a sector with few competitors? Is there an emerging need for your product or service? So here it's very much about thinking, what are the opportunities within the marketplace that's outside of your business? So this is where it's really important to have done your competitor research, because you can see what you could do better than a competitor, or what you could create that a competitor isn't creating at the moment, or what are the opportunities to really kind of stand out in your market and to take advantage of any new trends that are occurring. So have a think about those, have a think about whether any of the questions that I just asked now resonate with you, and then put those into your third quadrant. This is I've done two SWOTs today, which is quite unusual for me. I normally only see one client a day, but this morning I was working with one of my clients I've been with for over a year, and we were doing an end of year review and looking at their SWOT analysis and comparing it to this time last year. And it was really, really good to see that a lot of the weaknesses we'd managed to sort out, and they were no longer weaknesses. So that was really fantastic. And we just reviewed the opportunities. And obviously, you know, a year on, there's new opportunities, there's new trends in the market. And so we could add those into the SWOT analysis. And we also looked at the strengths, and we realised also that there had been some additional strengths to add in as well. So that was fantastic. And then the second SWOT of the day was with a new client. So I always do a SWOT analysis with a new client. It helps me to get to know them. And from doing that SWOT, we can look at what are the critical things that we need to focus on for the business going forward. So we're nearly there with the SWOT. You've done your strengths, weaknesses. Today was the external opportunities in the market, and tomorrow we're going to finish off with threats, and then I will give you a bit of advice about what you can do with your SWOT. So I hope you've enjoyed this little series. I know it does sound boring, but when you do a SWOT, it really is enlightening, and I think it's one of the most important things you can do for your business. So have a fantastic day, and I will catch you tomorrow for the last final bit to do our threats. These are my short December daily episodes. I hope you're enjoying them, and do connect with me. Come and find out more at emmyfaust.com. That's my website, and you can also find me on most social media channels at emmyfaust. Thanks so much for listening, and catch you tomorrow.